Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a get up show.
All the leaves are brown.
Not yet. Hey, that's us. It's the Simon Says podcast with the Get Up Show from Simon. I'm Sean, and Charlie and Maddie are here too.
Yeah, hello. That's how that works.
Podcast number 91. So be sure you subscribe it and like to it and all that stuff. And a lot of people are talking today. You may have already heard about the weather report that was it interrupted really?
Or no, because they kept going.
Okay, this is on a TV station out in Washington State. They're doing the weather, and over the poor little young weather girl's shoulder, there's straight up porno on the screen.
Yes.
Like in place of the weather map?
No.
No.
It was like, you know, if you think of it this way, there would be like a monitor, like a regular screen, probably showing like news feed or, you know how in like TV studios they always
nudes
have like
feed.
Extra.
It was a nudes feed.
They have extra screens all over the studio.
Okay. Welcome back to the 6 o'clock nudes.
Exactly.
But yeah, so they throw it to her and it's funny because even in the crossover shot, they're in two different spots. So the anchor is like, and we're talking to Susan, you know, and Susan, what's the weather? And they have her up and you can already tell there's something up. Like, what's that? And then and they go to the full screen. It's like, oh, that's a butthole.
Here on the 6 o'clock nudes, we've got you uncovered.
Yeah.
And the police literally are investigating it now.
Yeah.
Because it's criminal because it was indecent. And here's the thing. We know about Safe Harbor. A lot of people don't know about Safe Harbor. Between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m., there's a reasonable chance that a kid could be watching that. And so you can't show anything or say anything that's obscene.
Well, that works for
during
radio
that time.
Too. It's not just
yeah.
See it. Yeah,
it's, you can't like broadcast songs that have any
yeah.
type of curse words in them.
Which we don't do anyways.
Right. But so does that mean if this would have been at 11 p.m., if this was 11 o'clock news and they had straight up porn over the girl's shoulder, you'd be like, oh, that's cool.
I don't think it would be cool, but well,
their fine would not be as big.
What was big?
They're fine.
Oh, they're fine. There was a station that this happened to in Tennessee a few years ago. They got the biggest fine ever in the history of these kind of indecency fines. It was like $325,000.
And they were saying it doesn't even matter if it was a mistake or not, but you know that wasn't a mistake.
And see, Maddie, this is why you don't watch porn at work.
True.
But we work in radio. No one can see this.
Yeah. Sure, as we go into a TikTok video and your screen comes up behind you and what you were
okay.
watching.
All jokes aside, I am not watching porn at work.
Well, so what we discussing among ourselves, what we think happened is that somebody in the control room mm-hmm. had been during their downtime mm-hmm. enjoying a little bit of the sexy movies. And then when it came time to flip over, he did not turn that off and it went out.
Which is interesting. Well, okay. So, no, but you know what I think? Yeah, I think you got it. Is that it was like somebody in the producer's booth had it up on a screen. And then they go to cut, you know, whatever. Go and
he hit the wrong button.
Hit the wrong button, sent his screen to that monitor maybe. Or do you think it was someone who was on their way out and thought that it would be hilarious?
If it was that, they'd already be saying something to that effect. Because the general manager was saying, this was a mistake. We didn't mean to. We don't know what's going on, but we're going to find out, make sure it never happens again. My thing is, Who does that at work? Who wants to watch that at work?
That's what I'm saying. You know, although we do know that, especially like in broadcast television, they have a lot of downtime where they're there waiting for the 6 o'clock news time to come on. And they, I mean, I'm not saying it's okay. I do not
I only watch porn from 9 a.m. to 5:58.
But some people do that.
But there was a case that happened here in the building one time, or once or twice.
What?
I don't know if it was full on. There was a studio that had a window on a hallway.
Okay.
Where I think the big boss worked. And he kept walking by and someone would be watching stuff and he would be like,
yeah,
knock on the window.
Seriously? Like,
yes.
Was that recent?
No, it's been years.
Oh, okay. Was I here?
Yes.
Huh. Don't tell me who it was.
I won't.
Oh, wait,
no,
hold on.
Please tell us, not on the podcast.
Hold on.
Though.
Ready?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can't remember which person.
That's
exactly.
Wild.
It was either.
That doesn't fit. Don't worry about it right now.
So. Were they possibly maybe just like, say, watching an HBO movie that had a lot of dirtiness in it, or was it straight up porn?
Well, wait, now that you say that, does that count?
It does, sir.
If you show it during the weather of the 6 o'clock news.
I didn't realize Ozark took place in parts of it in a strip club.
Okay. Oh, true that. Just like The Sopranos, you'll get surprised by a couple.
Yeah.
Speaking of taking place in a strip club, that reminds me of when I decided to watch the J-Lo movie, Hustlers.
Oh, yeah.
On a plane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Isn't that awful when you do that?
Yeah. Bad call.
I can't remember what movie it is now. There was something, but it was like real gory right from the get-go. It was like, it was one of the Hellboy movies. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. This is probably not.
I'm sorry, Father.
It wasn't as bad as that, but it was like.
I had a friend who worked at a TV station, and I did the episodics there. That's where you go like, tonight on Hill Street Blues, Bobby and Andy. And tonight at 5, and we would sit in the booth while stuff's going on, and he would regularly hit the wrong thing, you know, and that was, it wasn't malicious. He just hit the wrong thing. Listen to this though. There was a news station in Portsmouth, Virginia. That's where they were located, Channel 13, and a reporter and the cameraman were out doing a live shot somewhere. And then they got in the news truck and they made their own grown-up movie in the news truck.
Oh.
And then they left the tape in the camera.
Oh,
and
no.
A, it was found. And two, it went all over the world.
Oh, not they didn't broadcast it, but it was
no.
passed around like,
yeah.
Hey, check out this report.
This was back in the day, you know, when the internet was brand new and the tape had been circulating, you know, anyway, out in the world. And then when the internet hit, God, that thing was everywhere. The poor girl's name was Michelle, and she's out of the business now.
Well, she'd have to be.
Yeah. She does real estate now.
You know, so side kind of unrelated is one of my new favorite things on TikTok is and around. Is the when the TV anchors talk to people in their anchor voice.
Yeah.
Like they'll talk to their significant. New at 6, why Jim won't tell me where the magic button is to turn on the heat. You know, this just in, the developing situation with the laundry on the floor has gotten worse. It's a standoff now. Like they use that anchor voice. And it's funny
That's
because.
Super serious.
But
hard-hitting news.
But how very patterned news anchor voice is.
Oh, yeah.
But so the other day, I had someone come by to clean our chimney, and I was talking to the guy.
Did he sing and dance?
No.
Oh.
I wish he had. He did talk.
Oh, nice was
song.
He a chimney sweep?
So, but the dog started barking, and I was like, oh, yeah. So, dog heard dude in the house. And my wife was like, no, it was you. Is that you were doing your... You were talking to someone different. It wasn't your normal voice. So I didn't know, like, do I have my radio voice?
You were doing your loud, broadcasty radio voice.
No, you always have the same voice. Just sometimes your volume goes up.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're a little excited or when you're being animated, when you're showing interest in someone, you shout in their face is what you
do. You can project your voice very far.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that from my daughter's recitals and stuff.
Yeah.
That made me laugh because it was like, yeah, the dog's not barking at the stranger in the house. Is that daddy's got his weird voice on.
Yeah. But that's not a radio voice thing. That's just you shouting. You've always done that.
Oh, neat.
It's like when we'd be...
But he does it on the radio.
We'd be out somewhere meeting people, and a mom would walk up with their kid, and you'd go,
Hey, you want a balloon? No. What did I do? What's wrong? Why is he yelling at me?
I can't help it. I was raised in the North. We portray excitement with loud volume.
I know. That's like when you're someplace and you think somebody isn't understanding you, like if there's a language barrier.
Yeah.
Like I used to order extra dry martinis, and I was at this restaurant, and I ordered the extra dry martini, and the guy goes like, what? And I go, extra dry martini. Like that.
Louder and slower.
That breaks down the language barrier if you yell it.
Oh, yeah. That's a famous Steve Martin thing where, if you don't understand the language, you just, I would like to go to the hotel.
Well, Steve Martin clearly is a genius.
I know.
Christopher Walken was talking this week about almost getting the part of Han Solo in Star Wars.
Well, he said he auditioned. I think he said I wasn't really that close.
Well, what I read said he felt like he was dangerously close to getting it, and he was really glad he didn't because he thought it would have been awful.
That I agree with.
But the list of people that they asked to do it, Burt Reynolds was the first person they asked to be Han Solo in Star Wars, and he just didn't want. No, I'm not going to do a science
space
fiction
movie. That's stupid.
No, he would not do it. But imagine how different the whole world of Star Wars would have been. Would it have lasted if Harrison Ford wasn't Han Solo?
Well, I think it's better that they chose people. You know, for something like that, it's always better when you choose people who aren't super well-known actors, because then the character becomes more believable. But at least Burt Reynolds had swagger. I don't see Christopher Walken with the Han Solo swagger at all.
Oh, he's got swagger. He's got swagger. You need to watch the Christopher Walken movie, King of New York.
Do the Kessel Run in 4 parsecs.
They also wanted Ryan O'Neal to do it.
Okay.
And
did you ever see Saturday Night Live did a whole thing where they had recasting characters? And it was, I think that was one of the, like, they showed. It was like Walken doing something. And
Al Pacino turned the part of Han Solo down when he was being offered everything in the 70s.
Wow.
Sylvester Stallone met with George Lucas to play Han Solo, but he says he didn't look good in spandex holding a ray gun.
he's too bulky, though. That's not really, that's not his style.
You just can't see it. It's so iconically Harrison Ford now, but
no doubt.
Try to picture Stallone, like Rocky era Stallone, like,
Rambo.
That's why I asked though.
If, me too.
If one of those other people, if it would have been Burt Reynolds or Rocky playing that role, would there have been an Empire Strikes Back or a Return of the Jedi? Would any of that have ever happened? Or would it have stunk it up so bad that people wouldn't have gone for it anymore?
No, I think it would have still been a thing. I just think it would be, you know, it's like...
They might have recast him by the second one.
He got changed. He was out in space and changed.
Han Solo never came out of the carbon fiber or whatever it was.
The carbonite.
Thank you.
Yes.
Carbon fiber.
And now...
He's in racing mode.
Carbon footprint.
Isn't he Harrison Ford? Is he 80 yet?
No.
I think 70s. He is. He's 79 if he's not 80.
I thought he was 78. But either way, he's filming again.
Which one? The Indiana Jones?
Indiana Jones 5.
Now it's coming out in 2023. Did you hear that?
He won't be alive to see it.
Oh, come on, man.
Harrison he's not in as great shape. You know, the plane crash and all the things.
Joey.
But he's 80.
I know.
You know, leave him alone. I mean, like him and Mick Jagger. If I can do anything when I'm 80, that's funny to say that.
I believe Mick is in better shape than Harrison. Yeah.
He doesn't get hurt as much.
That's true. He doesn't fly as many planes or do as many stunts.
But didn't he have heart surgery?
I would assume so at that point. I mean, you get to 80.
Do you guys know that people are using the word cringe differently now? There's a new use of the word cringe.
Like positively?
It's close to choogy.
Oh, well, then that's still not good.
Cringe is the feeling of secondhand embarrassment for something that someone else is posting or doing or saying. Well, for instance, it's almost like a gagging feeling mixed with pity. Yikes.
That's pretty much what cringe means, isn't it?
Cringe is cringe unto itself now. The word has become meaningless because people have used it so much that now cringe is cringe.
Okay, so it's not like that makes me cringe. It's not an action. It's a
But it still is. I don't understand this argument because I think it still perfectly encompasses what cringe is.
But yeah. You don't use it the way the kids do. It's like...
No, but even when the kids use it, it still makes sense to me. Like, oh, that's so cringe.
That's like, so cringe. Yeah. But we never used it that way. That makes me cringe would be the proper usage of that.
It was a verb. Now it's a noun.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it's like I used to listen to certain radio shows. It was like cringe radio where it was like everything was like, ugh.
Ew. Was that good?
Yeah, I liked
it. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound good.
So what's going on with everybody's Halloween? What are you going to do? What are you going to be? Are you buying cheap candy? There's a new Halloween on a budget list that came out, and one of the things on there says, don't bother buying chocolate candy because it's way more expensive than everything else.
It is more expensive, but if there's any left over, I don't want the crap. I want the good stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's always some of the gummy kind that I like.
And that's what the kids like. There was a bogus list out the other day. What do kids love the most in their Halloween bag? And Reese's Cups was number one. But I know for a fact they love those like Warheads and Sour Patch Kids.
Our kid would 1,000 times rather have something gummy than something chocolate.
Right. And that's the that's opposite world.
Oh, yeah. Same here. He'll offer me like gummy bears. I'm like, no, thanks. I don't.
You know what I realized that I really truly love is Sour Patch Kids. Those are my jam.
Really?
I like those better than a gummy bear, but I still don't. I would never buy them for myself.
You do Swedish Fish?
My wife got me onto that. But then, you know what's funny is you got to go to a gas station where they've been sitting for a while, so they're a little harder.
My daughter says that.
There's nothing worse than a fresh gummy fish.
That's what she says.
Fish. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're too chewy.
Yeah. That's what my daughter says that too. She can't stand a fresh Swedish Fish.
Never would have known.
No, I didn't even realize until she said it, but it's true. They need a little bit of that hard, I've been sitting coating.
Are they going to do, this is a question that comes up every time Halloween falls on a Sunday night. Are we going to worship the devil on Sunday? Or are they going to move it to another night for the kids to trick or treat?
I mean, our devil celebration is on Sunday.
Yeah, is that where your neighborhood's doing the trick or treat on Sunday?
As far as I know, no one's told me otherwise.
From what I've heard, I mean, most people are still going to just go right on it on the day that it's supposed to be.
What would you do if you had one way in and out of your house and the DoorDash guy brought you your $11 cup of coffee and placed it straight in front of your door and you could not open your door to get your coffee and there was no other door?
Well, first of all, I am not paying $11 for a cup of coffee.
It was real good coffee and they brought it.
No, still no.
I you know, look, I think I would give it a second to try to see if I could scoot it, get my hand on it, but if not, sorry, coffee. I'm not gonna be a shut-in for the rest of my life.
If it really means that much to you and you don't want to spill it and you need that coffee, ask a neighbor, call a friend, have someone come over.
I couldn't tell from the pictures that I was seeing if it didn't look like he had enough room to get his hand out.
No.
So he couldn't try to fiddle it.
This actually happened to a guy. If you hadn't heard about it, he ordered his $11 cup of coffee and he tipped $3.50 on it.
So
and the
it was
reason
$14 cup
the
of
reason
coffee.
He spent that money is because he was working at home and he was in the middle of a project and he couldn't do anything. He had no coffee and he couldn't go anywhere because he was on a deadline. And now he can never leave his house ever again.
Well, I guess it forced him to really knuckle down because he couldn't
go
anywhere.
You know what I think I would have to do if, say, said friends and neighbors couldn't come over and help me? I would just, you know, it's got a lid on it, so I just give it a quick knock over and grab it real quick. I mean, you'd lose a little, but
all
not
right,
all.
Cat-like reflexes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you're, I think that you're being very generous to your reflex.
Yeah, speaking of Indiana Jones, you can switch out that bag with that thing, and then the boulder won't roll down on you.
I got to swing, grab my hat before the thing closes.
They now say that blondes aren't the ones who have more fun. Redheads are the most fun.
Do you count as a redhead?
No, hell no. Why would you say that?
Didn't you used to be sort of more red?
I don't think so.
It's just his face.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go by circumference and size and overall surface area, he's just a redhead.
Look, he's turning into a redhead right now.
Red lollipop head.
Well, you're like strawberry blondie,
I'm
sort
not.
Of.
It's brown and blondish in
well,
there.
It's blonde.
I'll bet in the sun.
In the sun, it goes blonde.
It shows some auburn.
See, I don't know why I'm taking offense to that. I just never.
I don't either.
I never thought that I had red hair. I had one guy that I used to work with years and years ago referred to me as a redheaded guy, and I was like, "You shut your dirty whore mouth."
You are very fair Like a lot of redheads, like you have, because you have light eyebrows and the tiny little bit of facial hair that you've been growing for 3 months is light colored. And so you have the coloring of a redhead. Maybe that's why I think that.
And this used to be red. It's more gray now.
I used to have my
mutton chops.
My beard used to be more red.
What's going on with you?
Well, now it's...
Are you not eating as much rust?
I don't understand. Yeah, like I've been licking a lot of brick dust.
Hey, do you guys have any rusty nails? I just want to suck on them.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the color back in my cheeks.
No, they said, according to a survey, redheads have more fun than blondes. They surveyed... it's men and women, by the way. I thought it was just women. Redheaded women, but not men, reported greater sexual desire and activity over the last year.
Okay.
Redheads also have more sexual partners, higher submissiveness, and started getting busy at a younger age than blondes.
I always love these surveys. Hey, so tell me about the sexy time. When did you start? You're redhead, right?
How much do you do it?
And
do you do it a lot?
How satisfied are you?
And does it count if you're a bottle red? Because a lot of people who have that striking red hair, it's not their true hair color. For instance, Lucille Ball was a blonde and started coloring her hair red. I wonder if when she put the red on her hair, she got more promiscuous.
Side note, did you check out the footage and stuff from the new Nicole Kidman?
Oh, my thing? God. That is kind of the whole thing about it. She looks just like her in the little clip that you see. There's a new Lucy movie coming out. What's it called? Being the Ricardos.
Yeah.
And it says, you know Lucy and Ricky, now know Desi and Lucy or something like that. And she does the voiceover on this clip. And she sounds just like Lucille Ball. It blows my mind how much she got the character, the inflection and the
pattern.
I need
to hear more because I was still hearing some Nicole Kidman in there. So maybe I just need to hear more.
But she looks just like her in the clips that you see. It's very limited what they show you. But when she puts her foot in the grapes
I think when you get a certain actress or, you know, somebody who is obviously fairly accomplished, that they're really going to put their all into it, not, you know.
And
I'm
Lucy's daughter said she. What did she say? She inhabited her soul. She got in her head. She doesn't know how she did it, but she was perfect at it. She took it very seriously.
Sounds very, it's very occultish.
Hey, you know, it's almost Halloween.
She resurrected my mother and ate her soul.
Do you guys want to hear my impression of I Love Lucy? It's real fast.
Sure.
That's the whole thing.
That's awesome.
That's really good.
Isn't that neat?
The show.
Well,
it's like you put a chocolate in your shirt or something.
The thing about this is, though, they're making this movie and it's getting all this press. And there's a city out there where she's from. I can't remember exactly where it is, but they have a Lucy Museum and they have Lucy Day and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, how many people is this going to reach who are under 65 or 70?
Because even for us, Lucy is an older character. Yeah. You know, I mean, I know who she is, but I can't really say that I watched the show ever.
You didn't? I used to watch it every day because we had three channels.
But you still also you watch it today.
No, I don't watch Lucy because that one to me, this is funny, that one is dated. But all of my other 50 shows,
in
I don't
black
mind
and white?
It. Yeah. I don't mind some of it, but on the Lucy show, the comedy feels dated to me. I understand an icon.
That is actually a very interesting point. Is like, who was the target audience for this movie? Who was sitting there going, God, you know what the kids today are talking about?
And why haven't we told this story? I don't know, 30 years ago, because that's when it would have actually been relevant.
Right?
Yeah. You know what's big on the Snapchat right now? Lucille Ball.
Yeah.
Hey, I was on the Vivian Vance page, and people really want to see some behind-the-scenes stuff.
Gloria Swanson making a comeback.
Gloria Swanson wasn't on that show.
I know.
Vivian Vance was Ethel.
I just trying to think of somebody's name of an old
comedy
actor.
You could have thrown out William Frawley.
Who's that?
Fred Mertz.
See, this movie obviously not meant for me.
Nope.
Who is it for, though? But here's the thing. Even if you didn't grow up on it, it looks like it's going to be just dazzling and impressive, the look of it. Like when they're showing her running around backstage with Desi and her hair is up. Ah,
so it's
going to
be in theaters and then like 3 weeks later it comes out on Prime. So I may watch it on Prime.
Yeah.
Side note on that. I keep saying that. the new Dune is coming out on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is one. It's also going to be simulcast on HBO Max, but I'm waiting for the theater. I think, you know, like even when the directors are like, yeah, this is really meant for the big screen.
Well, they all say that.
Yeah, but you can tell like certain movies have that feel, and that seems like one of those. It's a sweeping, epic visual. Like it needs to be on a giant screen with big booming sound.
Did like, you see the original Dune like
awful.
When it came
Couldn't
out?
Watch it.
Yeah, we went to see it at the theater. I mean, I was a young teenager or something. I don't know. All we had to do in our town was go to the movies.
Yeah.
So we went to see it, and I don't remember anything except being bored
so
out
bored.
Of my skull.
Yes.
I think that
Sting was in it.
Yeah. I think this one is going to be much better, but it's true that the original movie was really like,
so why
what? David
why
Lynch,
are you remaking
it?
A movie that everyone says was awful?
Because it was more about the books.
Oh.
Which I didn't read.
Books?
Yeah. I know.
Speaking
like,
of books,
yeah.
Katie Couric's got a book coming out.
She's blasting everybody.
Called Going There. I
She's
can't wait.
Going there.
I'm actually going to read a book. I'm actually going to.
That one or a different one? There's a much smaller one.
See Dick Run.
Frog and Toad friends.
I love Frog and Toad. No, but Katie Couric, yeah, she rips everybody. She talks about Diane Sawyer in there. She talks about, I guess.
She hated her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I get, but at the same time, there was another one. There was someone else who was also on NBC who she was real kind of catty to. But the stuff with Lauer was interesting, you know, about her saying that she felt blindsided and this
yeah.
and that.
Believe that.
No, I don't either.
I don't believe that for a minute. If somebody's doing that and it's that pervasive and it's been going on so long and so many people are affected, you're going to get a whiff of that.
You would think there would at least be gossip.
Yeah.
You know, if she didn't actually see it firsthand, you would have at least heard buzz. However, I also think that she in real life is a kind of a standoffish, not real friendly person.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she didn't get involved with the office gossip very much.
Now that could be. She could have been insulated from it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she was always my favorite news person after Jessica Savage died.
I mean, I loved her and Matt. I mm-hmm. used to watch them all the time.
That was one, you know, of all those. No, really?
Yeah.
Like, Lauer was a big one.
I was hurt by that because he's always been one of my favorite.
Yeah. No, that was a real like, oh, that guy is a.
Yeah. I didn't like thinking that at all because he always seemed.
Like,
you know,
Harvey Weinstein looks like he would do.
Oh, yeah.
Awful.
He's gross.
How dare you?
He looks like.
He's disgusting.
But
Matt Lauer, you know, he's a good looking man. He was charming. He was very personable. He seemed like, you know, he could deliver the hard-hitting news, but he also had some compassion. And
I always thought he was up to something. Here, I have a little bit of audio from me watching Matt Lauer back in his heyday.
Oh, yeah?
Hold on, I'm going to pull it up for you. Man, look at Matt Lauer. I bet he's touching people. He's probably got an automatic shut on that door. When he gets a girl in there, he can push a button and slam that door. He is sexually harassing everybody in that place. See, that was from back
gosh.
Then.
No.
Were you on The Simpsons? You just called it.
Isn't that wild?
I can't believe you had that ready to go like that.
Yeah. I try to be prepared.
That's neat.
You know, that didn't sound like an old tape.
I haven't changed.
He was really ahead of his time.
I haven't changed. What if they did a movie about the Andy Griffith Show? I can't get off of this I Love Lucy movie. If they did a movie about the Andy Griffith Show.
It's the same generation of people that'd be interested in
I Love Lucy. No, Andy Griffith holds up, man.
Around here.
It holds up.
I think if you go anywhere else in the country, they'd be like, do what?
No.
Yeah. Especially like across the Mississippi.
No. People love that crap.
Especially two states over.
But who would play Andy? Who would it be okay? Because I remember when they first announced Nicole Kidman, people were like, what?
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken, he's too old.
No, he plays old Andy.
It's got to be a young, well, he could be Matlock. I'll allow it. But there has to be.
No, they're going to cover Matlock. And
of course. All right, so who is, let's say, about 35, tall, good hair, slim.
Oh, Krasinski.
Who the hell is that? Oh,
Jim.
Nah, Jim's too goofy looking. He's not serious enough.
Andy's kind of goofy looking. He had big ears.
Ryan Reynolds.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
No.
I can kind of see
too old.
It.
Who would play Barney?
Steve Buscemi.
He's too old.
I know, but he looks like him.
Yeah.
Well, so
that's unfortunate.
The only person that I could think of, although his nose is too big, was Adam Brody.
I don't know who that is.
Is that his name?
That's, oh, no, no, no.
No,
you,
what's his name?
Adam Brody.
Adrian Brody.
Yeah, Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody.
Well, where would I know him from?
He's been in lots of movies.
Oh, that guy.
He was a pianist.
Huh?
He was
a pianist.
No. You talking about him for Barney?
No, for Andy.
No way.
But I said his nose is too big.
You're insulting everyone.
He's tall and thin like Andy.
God, who would it be? Come on, man. Say something. Give me one.
I gave you a couple.
He's got kind of wavy hair, wears a uniform. Come on. Who is it? Tell me.
Chris Hemsworth. What about Liam Hemsworth?
Do you know, though, those guys would be fine. If they had their hair cut short and piled up on top, you know, with a little pomade in it, they could be able to do it, you know?
I think Liam could.
I don't know
Chris
any.
Chris is too iconic, but.
I don't know any young actors' names at this point.
What's another show that you'd love to see a movie about? Like,
what about the kid in Spider-Man? Tom Holland?
Tom Holland?
No.
Why not? He could be young Andy.
What's another show that they need to do a behind the scenes movie about like this and put it
Night
out?
Night Court.
Night Court was a good show.
It was awesome.
That would be if you made a movie version of Night Court with those wacky characters.
No, I want to see the gritty behind the scenes, what Richard Mull was really like.
I think those people were all real nice and having a good time. I don't think you're going to get a lot of dirt out of that one. Alf. I want to see the behind the scenes.
No,
Alf.
You don't.
I only want to see that if they show the part where they discard the puppet and actually argue with the guy who ran the voice.
Or when Willie, you know, falls on hard times later on in life with his special friends in a crack house.
No.
Hey, is that your friend? He's hot.
Oh, Willie.
I can't believe
Wow.
Willie did that in front of cameras and became famous all over again.
Have they ever done a behind the scenes of Happy Days?
That might be all right.
Yeah.
Do you know that they wanted to change it, that Gary wanted to change it to Fonzie's Happy Days after a couple of seasons because Fonz was so popular?
He was the main,
And Opie Cunningham broke out into hives and started losing his hair right then. For real. He did.
They had to replace him with Clint real quick.
And then Gary Marshall said,
he was the star. Richie was the star. It was all about the Cunningham family. And then this hoodlum who lives in the apartment above the garage all of a sudden gets all the glory.
And then Gary Marshall said, look, if it's bothering you this much, we won't change the name of the show.
Well, good.
Because he was freaking all the way out.
Although now, by that point, he was real patchy.
Too late.
What's your McDonald's special order?
Oh, the McGangbang?
What is that?
Wait, what?
I thought it was a joke, but
don't
I actually
it
found
again.
It on a couple websites. So the McGangbang is a
don't say it again.
Why not? It's this name. All right.
Why isn't this up on the screen?
What it is it's a McDouble and a McChicken, and you order them together. So what they do is it's the bottom bun, burger patty, cheese, chicken patty, then burger patty, cheese, bun.
Do you take the bread off the chicken? And you just put the chicken in there, or do you put the whole sandwich in there?
No. No bread.
I don't think it doesn't have the Big Mac middle bun.
Go all Big Mac on it if you're going to fool around. Leave that bread in there, too. I would do it with the bread.
No, but I think two patties is too much. I think just one chicken and one beef is enough for me.
I don't know.
Because you're gonna override the chicken. If
you gotta give it a different name. That one's just a three-way.
Oh, yeah.
What's interesting?
Two-way.
Yeah. Sorry, I was going to my actual site. It was just off of thebusinessinsider.com.
All right, come on.
Oh, no, I mean, that's the other one was the...
Land and Sea. Air,
land, sea, and air.
Oh, yeah. That one was if you get the Big Mac with
you get the chicken, beef, you get the chicken, and you get the Filet-O-Fish.
The Filet-O-Fish.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh. Well, you wouldn't be able to tell what you were eating at that point.
No, that gets to be a bit much. They have the Pie McFlurry.
Sort of like a surf and turf, but
the
not.
Chicken McGriddle. That's good. If you've ever gotten, I've it's hard to get them to do it, but if you can get them to put a piece of fried chicken on something like that, it's good.
It's chicken and waffles, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was it, but I just thought that was a joke until I saw it on a couple websites.
So I don't think they have it anymore, but
Big McChicken.
Chick-fil-A used to have this bagel that had a piece of Chick-fil-A chicken on it and an egg and cheese in the bagel, and someone said to me once, it was sort of like the Paul Simon song, they're like, is that okay? to eat the egg and the chicken together.
Mother and child reunion.
Exactly. I was like, oh, I never thought of it before, but it's really tasty.
Yeah, man. They don't know. Chicken don't know. They gave their life for that. They wanted you to enjoy that.
All right, just
real
quick.
They were born for that.
In this picture, they have taken the entire chicken sandwich and put it in between the McDouble.
See, I told you.
So
no,
that's the real deal right there.
That is way too bready.
I guess you really have to kind of do it yourself. I mean, that's a real DIY.
That's just taking two sandwiches and sticking them together.
Exactly.
I dare anyone to go through the drive-thru and when the happy voice comes on, and you're like, hi, welcome to McDonald's. How may I help you today? Yeah, I'd like a McGangbang.
Yeah, that'd go over great.
You do it.
Because
go ahead.
That's the dang thing, man. People lie to you all the time about these secret menus because I've gone to places and I've said, hey, I heard about that secret buffalo sandwich you have. Do what?
Do you
have that? No.
No, they know. The people who work there know nothing about these secret menus.
No, I think it's a secret menu, but only to them. Like, so when I worked in the kitchens, we used to make our own stuff all the time that wasn't on the menu. But like, I remember one time I sat down at one place, I had a chimichanga, and they were like, you guys do that here? And I'm like, no, I made that for me.
Oh,
well, like, I've eaten everything else at this
place. You had a what?
Chimichanga.
Say it right.
What?
She's laughing at your pronunciation.
Oh, I'm sorry, chimichanga.
Thank you.
Big gangbang.
Stop saying it. You won't stop saying it. Oh, before we go, have you looked at the Dave Grohl book? It's number one on New York Times bestseller list.
I don't want to talk about it because I desperately wanted to go see him do his live thing, the book release thing in D.C.
Yeah.
It was a Thursday night, and we had tickets to Wicked anyways.
Right.
But he's playing drums at these things. He's telling stories. Like, I mean, I'll still get the book. You know what I'll do is if they do a book on tape with him reading it.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
That would be cool because you know Maddie doesn't read books.
I started one a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. How's that going for you?
I started it a couple weeks ago.
What if it was a Dave Grohl audiobook, but it was read by Sir Patrick Stewart?
That actually might still work. Let's bring it full circle. Christopher Walken.
Oh, that would be great.
I remember. That was my Walken.
Oh, you sounded just, it was like he was in here.
Oh.
I was like, whoa, what's going on?
Dave Grohl.
That's it. Number 91, what? The podcast. It's the Simon Says podcast. Be sure you subscribe and like. And if you ever want to be on the show, dang it, we forgot the phone calls. You want to do the phone calls?
No.
No, I got to go.
Save them for next week.
I got to go get my kid.
Dang it. All right, we'll do them next week. I have some good ones too, man.
I know.
Oh, so please call up. You can be part of the show next week because I promise the calls are going to be on. I can't believe I forgot that. I worked hard on that. Our number is 336-373-0987. You can listen to us online at 987simon.com. Charlie, final thought?
That's my Lucy.
Maddie?
McGangbang.
Oh, boy.
One more time.
All right.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pick your guns.
Next time.
Pew, pew. Get up.
It's a Get Up Show. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina DeAnna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of a Crime House Original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.